why was it important for you to do an oral history interview that not only talked about your military service, but also your acknowledged your sexual orientation in the history as well?
Because I think it's important. I've read an awful lot of books about gays in the military, starting back in World War II and even before that, and everything they've gone through. Stonewall, which wasn't necessarily attached to military, but it was gay history. And it was just, it's something that needs to be continued. Young people need to know where they came from. They need to know what happened first. I don't care what venue you're in. If you're in the world of sports, women's sports especially, they need to know it was never, not always this easy. And they need to recognize that, because if they don't, it's going to go back to the way it was. They start getting lackadaisical, and yeah, it's going to go back to the way it was. So they need to recognize their history. They don't necessarily need to recognize me, but they need to recognize their history. And if I'm part of that, that's fine. I think the other part of it is, I never realized how proud my family was of me as a person. I came out to them when I was 35. I was sitting in Norfolk in my house one day and thinking, you know, this is ridiculous. I'm 35 years old. Why am I still hiding this? And I picked up, or thinking I was hiding it, I should say. I picked up the phone and I called my cousin, who I know, one cousin who I know is the biggest blabbermouth in the family. And I told her, and I said, and by the way, you can tell anybody you want to. Yeah, and she's like, she probably didn't probably drop the phone, but she said, oh, we were wondering what took you so long. And it was funny, because we went to my 50th class reunion here last summer, and she went with me. And even there, it came up, and it was like my classmates, but people that were my good friends in high school, they just looked at me and said, this is supposed to be some kind of surprise. You think we didn't know what? It's like, okay, whatever. But no, I think it's important that kids remember where they came from, that it wasn't always this easy. I mean, I read a lot of that stuff. I never realized. I guess I never thought about it. And that's the biggest downfall. You just don't think about it, much less realize how bad it was for some of those folks. Robbie, my colonel, King from the Air Force, who gave my speech. My God. She fought getting mustered out for 2 years. They had like 30 charges against her, all of which were bogus. And she fought it. Fought it. This was early in her Air Force career. So she didn't have a pleasant time of it either. She'd be one to talk to, but I'm not sure she'd talk about it. So no, I just think kids need to know where they come from. And that it's not impossible. I mean, I went through before Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and then Don't Ask, Don't Tell, Don't Pursue. I mean, I thought it was very liberating when I was in San Diego and I was at a gay pride parade right after Don't Ask, Don't Tell passed, and one of my guys drove by in an open-top car and yelled, hey, Chief, how you doing? And I didn't have to duck and look around to see who was listening, you know, because it didn't matter anymore. That was very liberating.